This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at hometeam.com.
Being a friend, if you really think about it, is the foundation of some of our most basic philosophical and religious ideas, like just being fully present for people. And if you really take that and you internalize that, you have a meaning, you have a purpose, your life is significant. And when you step into that, then it starts the next thing.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Color of Money podcast. My name is Julia Lachey. I am one of your co-hosts. And guess what? Today, we have all of the co-hosts present. I've got my boy, Daniel Dixon. I've got Uncle Emmerich Peace. And we also have none other than the fantastic, phenomenal Bowman Keaty. Maybe one of these episodes, we'll do a whole episode about some of the work he just did in D.C. But today, we are joined with two special friends who I haven't seen in a long time. I've got Rob Chavez and my boy, Justin Myers, and they are going to talk about GRID, G-R-I-D. I'm not going to explain it because I'm going to have Bo kind of lead this conversation about it. But I do want to say before we get started, because we had a whole podcast before we hit record, and I know they're going to have a lot to say, so I want to get this in. I met Rob and Justin in Nashville. I don't want to say I was not feeling included, but I was not feeling included. In general, I'm the head of inclusion and belonging, by the way, but I was not feeling included at KW at all. These guys, I saw them in the lobby and they said, hey, we're going to dinner. Do you want to join us? Simple gesture, right? Just simple gesture. And it meant so very much. It was such a phenomenal dinner. I think you paid, Daniel. I appreciate that. It was a great dinner. It was like a simple gesture that some guys do. And in that conversation, I learned so much, not just about wealth or money or the things we'll talk about today, but just about people being good people. So I want to say thank you for that before we get started.
Thank you for that. That was awesome. We appreciate that. And we loved having you out for dinner.
It is those small things, those small gestures, those relationships that build actually into the powerful networks that are things like what the GRID Investor Network is. And so we are super excited today to have Rob Chavez and Justin Myers with us. They have taken some pretty amazing paths and journeys through the real estate industry. Just to give you guys some context, we're going to talk a lot about the GRID Investor Network today. But Rob also is an amazing mega agent, sold over $1 billion, I believe, of real estate, has built some amazing organizations, not just in real estate sales, but across the spectrum. Justin, background in mortgage lending, different pieces of the industry, has brought this passion for homeownership and created of businesses and creation of networks that we're going to hear about today. So we are super excited to have them with us and to learn a little bit more about what they've been building and how that can apply to our four pillars of building an amazing real estate business, being able to invest in real estate and develop real estate, building our leadership skills so that we can grow, and then finally, managing money and learning the rules of money and the pathways to wealth. So we're excited to have you with us today on the Color of Money podcast, Rob and Justin.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Bo.
Maybe if you just want to start us off and tell us a little about what is GRID?
Really, GRID was a relationship investment group. GRID was a way for me to build relationships with local real estate investors and people that wanted to get into investing. And it was just a way to kind of facilitate a conversation with like-minded people about money. And it's since then has grown into this phenomenon, really. We have 30,000 members around the country, 40 different communities, all led by agent investors. What we realized was that there was a power in relationships. There was a power in building community. There was power in networks. And so over time, like, it really evolved into this idea, this concept of GRID is grow your network and relationships transform lives and invest in people and assets and develop leaders and build wealth. And what's happened is it's become this incredible community that it helps empower people towards a path of profitability and towards a path of prosperity in a nutshell.
You could hit those four again for us. It was grow your network.
Grow your network. Relationships transform lives. invest in people and assets, and develop leaders and build wealth. That's the acronym for GRID. When I think about it, GRID's also a power network. You know, the power is in all the relationships around you. Many years ago, I heard Emmerich say, relationships will take you to places that money can't. And that really is the ethos of GRID.
That's awesome. It's so important in this wealth building journey that you get with like-minded individuals, because it's rare that you go do this thing completely on your own. And that's what I love about what you guys are doing, because a lot of people hesitate taking the first step or doing their first flip because they don't know, they want to know everything from A to Z and they don't have that support network. And creating this platform and this community of investors, it allows you to expedite your growth and go so much faster. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, there's power in proximity, Daniel. And that's why I started it. I just wanted to be around people that were doing the things that I was interested in doing. And I was just facilitating a conversation, and it's grown.
Rob, first off, said, hey, my job is to make friends. And that's why we're in business. I was like, well, I can do that. If that's what this is, that's my superpower. I think I know where I found my home. And the second part is, we talk about an identity journey all the time. And Daniel just hit on it. Like, an important part of an identity change is I got to have an outside impetus. This is from Dan Grieb, by the way, G-R-I-E-B. I got to have a cohort that I'm going on the journey with. And then I have to go back to where I was and take someone with me, right? Because teaching is the key to mastery. And so, like, being in the community, when you show up to the community and you put on your little name tag, we edify, you are an investor. If you're in the room, only 7% of the population invests in real estate. So just by being in this room, you're already winning. Just stay. Just stay, and you can't lose. If you just, you know, win slowly, you cannot lose.
Yeah, I love that.
When you guys started this, what was the original thought? I imagine you didn't imagine it to have 30,000 people or 40 different chapters. Like, when you were starting, was the idea, hey, just to get together and discuss stuff? Or were you hoping to do deals together? Like, talk to us a little bit about the creation. What was the driving thought in your mind when this got created?
I love the real estate entrepreneur, like love. Mainly because it's an incredibly hard journey. I feel like I'm a kindred spirit with a person that goes on that journey. And so I wanted to just create a conversation with like-minded people, like Daniel said, around a topic that I loved, which was real estate investing, wealth building, finance. And I didn't claim to be a guru. I just wanted to have a conversation, make friends. And what happened was, it started with 5 people, and then it grew to 10, and then 20. Before I knew it, I had 100 people in the room. And it just became this collaboration. There was no competition. I always said, we're not competing, we're collaborating. And what happened was, though, people started approaching me from other markets saying, this is really cool what you're building here. Can I do one in my local market? I actually turned people down the first couple times I heard. I was like, no, I'm one person. I have no interest. I'm building my business. But after the third time, I was like, well, how would I do this? And I looked at the CrossFit model. And I said, well, what if we just licensed how we do it, created the ethos, the framework, the brand, the messaging around it, and gave this as like a business in a box, a network in a box, so that people could go do this in their local location. That's how it's grown. It started out of a need, really, Bo. I just wanted community.
How have you maintained as you've gone forward? I know Justin has been a big part of helping to build and think about that community. How have you maintained the connection between, so you license it out, like what does that relationship look like between the various communities?
The leaders themselves are on the journey as well. We're constantly pouring into the leaders so that the leaders can pour into their communities. So we have monthly calls with those leaders to expand their mind on whatever it is that they're building. So I'll bring in high-level people to talk about syndications or development work. And then the leaders, because we're all real estate agents that invest in real estate, by the way, that's kind of what makes us uniquely different, is that I put the agent at the center of that conversation. Because there are other investment groups around the country, but there's no other investment group like ours that puts the agent at the center of that discussion, right? I did that on purpose because that was me. I wanted to empower that person. And so we then do deals with each other across the country. Not investment deals per se, but referrals to those people. So it almost became a referral network among peers and coaching and education.
that's the question. I've stepped into a role as director of expansion that I'm getting again and again, is that sort of, are we investing together, fund, syndication? That is a natural outgrowth of, if you build a powerful network, that is all that a syndication is. And what Grid does, I think, better than any room that I've been in, it's a trust transfer network. We make it front and center. Hey, relationships. And here's how you build social capital in the room. And we teach people, we already know, right? When you go to the conference, you ask the great question, you say your name and where you're from. That's how you show up and become a stakeholder in the conversation. You know, there's a symbiotic relationship between the audience and the person on stage. And so we kind of just explain that to them explicitly and reward that behavior. And then if you come to Knoxville or St. Louis, you could meet everyone that you would need to invest with confidence and have enough people there to say, hey, Rob, what do you think of Daniel? Hey, Daniel, what do you think of Julia? It's how we are organically make friends. And I think it's unique. There's nothing else kind of like that where there's a national scale. But hey, I could find you a window installer in Prince Frederick, Maryland, or in Tampa with like a phone call.
And so what it sounds like is Grid is a place that operates from abundance rather than scarcity.
Yeah, 100%. In fact, I was, Emmerich, you teed it up, because I had gone to so many real estate investment groups along the way as I was going on this journey. And everybody would give me just enough information to be dangerous. And then I too could buy the books and tapes in the back of the room for $999. And I didn't like that, right? So as I got more experience, my whole idea was I just wanted to give it all away for free. I wanted to just be able to walk in and have people ask me whatever they wanted. And I would either give them access to information, access to relationships, access to contacts to empower them on their journey. And through the course of giving, I was rewarded through referrals and money and deals and opportunity. And then Gary Vee came out with the book, Jab, Jab, Right Hook. I read it and I'm like, that's what I've been doing. Like, I've been jab, jabbing, right hooking this whole time. I didn't even know it. It just kind of, we created social currency and that's how it launched.
So you're saying Gary Vee copied you?
He totally copied me, Emery. He totally copied. I'm looking for my royalties.
Awesome. Is there anything, as you guys sort of started out on this journey of helping real estate agents be at the center of an investment network, we talk a lot about a wealth building continuum, or an order at which people sometimes move through these stages, which are all happening at the same time, but there's sort of a logical progression to them. Have you found that as people transition from the mindset of, hey, I'm a salesperson building a sales business, to I'm an investor, what are some of the key things you think that really translate that are sometimes stepping stones? Like, how does one's mindset have to shift, and what skill sets might need to shift when you're making that transition?
We developed this framework of how we think about this. It's called the 7 levels of wealth framework. And at the very bottom of that pillar, the first is energy, mindset, and identity. And many times when people are on that journey, Bo, they've got this identity of they're a salesperson, they're a self-employed salesperson, and we've got to move them from that identity to level 3, which is that of a business owner. And there are some steps that they have to take to go from self-employed to actual business owner, which I find is just closing your books at the end of every month. That simple act takes you from self-employed to owner. And you start thinking of yourself truly as the CEO on that journey. But then the next step after that, which is level 4, is giving yourself permission, because I think there's like giving yourself permission to start thinking of yourself as an investor. Because once you understand how your business works, you can understand how investments work. And like you said, Bo, it's a continuum. It's not a straight line. It's this continuum that happens. But by just getting into a room where there's other investors, they start adopting that identity and they see somebody and they say, I can do that too. They're like me and I can do that too. And so it's just putting yourself in that room.
To put this in a KW framework, right? You go to from E to P, right? We all have heard that before. When you break through, it doesn't mean you don't necessarily go back down to that level below. There's that, so hey, I got the sales business and now I earn the right to think about investing. My coach says I can start thinking about this. So I start reading some books and I start getting exposed to it and coming around and trying on the identity of an investor. I've got to kind of play a little bit above my level to get exposed to that. I've got to finesse my way. Jeff Glover said it really well. He said, you have to be really annoying to get into my world. I've got to really try to get into the right room so I can get exposed to the right thing to take me to the next level while I'm operating, you know, my sales business.
Hopefully as leaders, what we do is we remove that friction for people, right?
Yes.
So that they can get into those rooms easier. They can have these discussions. But a lot of times it's just mentally going on the journey. I interview people on our podcast all the time. It's called The Income Flip. Income, I-N-C-O-M-E, flip, F-L-I-P, income flip. And it's how do you move from active income to passive income? And the number one book, when I ask people, what got you starting to think about this, is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That one book has launched more people than anybody I know. And so a book is what helped plant the seed in so many of our minds, right? Daniel, I'm just curious, out of curiosity, was there a book that launched you?
The exact one. Read it when I was 18 and changed the entire trajectory of what I'm interested in and what I wanted to do. That's wild.
Yeah, me too. It's overwhelmingly the book.
I actually have my kids reading it right now, actually. It teaches you so much just about life and money and just the concept of thinking about real estate and wealth and cash flow and some of those things.
What I love about this piece of the discussion is that content, the right content, really kind of transforms lives, right? So the Red Book was another book that transformed my life. It took me from looking at myself as a self-employed person to a business owner. And then I went on that mission to become a business owner. The book Rich Dad, Poor Dad really got me thinking, moving from an employee to an owner of assets, businesses, and properties to an investor, and showed me that there was a path for that. So Grid, it forms content to create a conversation so that people can go on that path, right? And when you're in a room full of people doing it, you're like, I can do it too.
Where do you find the people who join Grid? How do they know Grid is out there? How are they taking advantage of the content that you're providing? And how do you find people to even listen to your podcast? Where do you actually share this at to the masses so people can take advantage of content that changes lives?
I'll start off by saying, the Meetup platform for me was the genesis of it all. There's meetups for everything out there. There's meetups for, you know, people that own chihuahuas and, you know, they want to meet each other. Well, real estate investors by nature are a community. And if you put the right baits and hooks in the water, that community will find you. So I remember thinking, well, if I was a real estate investor, or somebody wanting to build wealth, what would I need to know first? And I was like, well, I would need to understand what wholesaling is all about. And like, what is that concept and value? And okay, so what would I need to know second? Well, I would need to make the telephone ring. So I would need to know how to market for that. So I made sure that I had the right hooks in the water to attract my avatar. And then when I had those right hooks and I had people in the room, I gave them what they needed. So I first, it's like, give them what they want, but then give them what they actually need, right? That's just a marketing adage 101. A lot of times, you know, people want to lose weight, so they try to go for the fast diet, but in reality, they need to make it a lifestyle. So maybe you have some kind of squeeze page or opt-in that gives them the result they want, but then you actually give them what they need at the end, you know, which is eating right, healthy lifestyle, all the rest. It's the same in all of our content creation.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit hometeam.com to learn more.
I love this distinction that you made, Rob, between like what people want and what they need. And when it comes to real estate and investing, how do you think about those things? What's the what people want and what's the actual, like, because we live in this world that kind of glamorizes the output oftentimes of stuff and people desire that, but we don't really investigate the process. So how do you think about what people want when they come to this, and then what do they end up actually needing to be successful?
Yeah, people watch a lot of HGTV and they're like, I want to flip houses. Right. I want to go flip out because I want to be rich. And that, like, they don't quite know what that actually means and what flipping house is all about. You know, that, so that's what they want, right? They see that on TV, they want that. But once they come into our community, they realize that wealth building is playing the long game, right? It's about buying assets over an extended period of time. It's about saving money over an extended period of time. It's about doing some of these basics over and over again. It's about living below your means, right? So they get attracted. The Venus flytrap is that flipping houses type of piece. But the real wealth building is all the other stuff that happens underneath. That's what we give them over time.
We learn through stories. You know, selling is not telling. And so Rob told me a story. He said, I did a flip and it felt really great. You make $50,000 and then you look at what you lost and you realize you could have controlled 10 listings on your sales business, made the same amount of income with very little risk exposure. Maybe you're out the cost of like some listing photos if it doesn't sell. And so Rob, I listened to that. You know, I didn't do a flip. This flip now, by the way, is 8 months later. It's still not closed. I gave it to another investor. And we've built a thriving real estate sales team using the model. But I had to hear that. Like I needed to hear it in a story format. And I think that's one piece of like when that content, you know, right now we're getting a short version of it, is in the room, being with people, edifying. Like I've heard all of y'all's stories now. Those stories are what are transformative because that's like, okay, I can imagine myself on that. Because to Rob's point, we should just be talking about buy and hold assets for 30 years every single time. But that's not as enticing. So I set different hooks, but it's still the same message of long-term real estate holds or what unlock all of those wealth building strategies that you talked about, Bo, that fourth pillar, the tax incentives and all those other things, those all are unlocked if you actually hold real estate, because Rob taught me wholesaling is just another active income business. Fixing and flipping is just another active income business. So those are analogous to being a sales agent.
People have to decide where they want to make their cash machine out of. Like you can create your cash machine out of a fix and flip business, a wholesale business, an agent business, but you got to choose. You got to pick one and then you got to go all in on that. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take that money and you're going to be buying assets along the way. And so that's your wealth machine. So you've got this cash machine happening and you're building this wealth machine at the same time. And so many people are so, you know, they focus all on the cash machine because that's what they see on TV and they see the sports car, they see all that. But really they need to be focused on their wealth machine. And, you know, can I add a dollar of passive income? Or true passive income is kind of like a myth. I always say it's like leveraged income. How leveraged is your income, right? And so I look for highly leveraged income activities where I either have businesses creating that, or I have assets creating that for me. You know, I still have to manage the managers. I still have to manage the people that run those businesses. Once I understood, oh, I create a cash machine and I convert that cash into a wealth machine, like that's when I started seeing my wealth grow.
Can you talk to us a little bit about Justin and Rob, like how leadership and leverage plays into what you're doing? How does like leadership and leverage, Rob talked a little, you said a little bit about, you know, I try to have these passive. How do you guys think about leadership and leverage and what you're doing?
I realized one day that I was actually on a leadership journey, right? If I wanted to own a fixing and flipping business, and I wanted to own a real estate team, and I wanted to own a property management business, and I wanted to own Grit, if I wanted to have these things, that I really needed to develop myself as a leader and then develop leaders to run those divisions. So I got to a point where I was like, oh, this is just a leadership game. I'm in a human development game. And my job is to develop people. And through developing people, we can build these businesses. And I could create opportunity for people that have raised their hand to say, hey, I want to be a leader in your world. And so I remember specifically the day I said, I've got to go on this leadership journey and I need to bring my people with me. If you were to say, how does that play out, Bo? Well, leadership is the lid that will hold us or expand us. And once I fully understood that, I was like, okay, I need to do everything I can to build myself as a leader.
I was listening to your family reunion panel with Bo. I was running this morning and listening to that and thinking about leadership, because I had this idea, even wrote an essay about it. Hey, the world needs more lieutenants than generals. We need some followers. If you're a real estate agent, and you talked about the code of ethics. That's what inspired me to think about this. You are a leader. As a fiduciary, you have to lead your clients. Even if you're the sweetest, most gentle realtor, you have an obligation to lead them as a fiduciary. Accept that identity. You have it. You own it. You already are that thing. And then what's been really interesting about leading communities, because I led some communities before I got in Grid, KW Young Professionals has been transformative. It's totally changed my life. If you're a KW agent, please get involved. It's how I know all these amazing people. But when you do that and you have a shared vision and a shared culture, what we've done like in a Grid community, it's essentially a database exercise around community. You create an army of bird dogs because it's collaborative. Hey, who here would look for a deal? Bo would look at a deal with you, right? And when you share the platform and you make it this, you know, if you just give it away, givers gain, it becomes this a marketplace. We're market creators, which is what realtors ultimately are. That's what they did in Chicago, right? Is, hey, we need to have a code of ethics so Daniel and I can create a market. So Daniel and Emmerich can create a market and we can share information because there's an information disadvantage and our obligation is to shepherd our clients through that. So if you're interested in that, like this is another way, if you're collaborative, community oriented, this has been a way for me to realize that I had leadership talents that weren't showing up in my sales business, but I had great relational talents. And that is just another community as a lead gen pillar. Like that's a way to build a real business and more importantly, like a life worth living.
I love that you're saying that because I think that's one of the aspects of people, when we talk about wealth building, people expect us to have a conversation about investments or about flips or about, people don't typically expect a conversation about leadership because a lot of people don't see themselves as leaders. So I love how you explained the fact that you're leading even your clients. When I teach leadership classes, I even say, even if it's just the little people in your house, you're leading people, right? You're leading, and everyone's leading themselves, and you can't lead people until you lead yourself. So I think it's one of the conversations we should probably have more on any conversation that has to do with wealth is about how do you first become the person who is capable of investing? How do you become the person who's building a really big sales business? How do you become that person? I think we don't focus on self-development and leadership development as much as what's the next get rich quick thing that I can do to make $1 million. How do you all recommend that people take the first step into, as you kind of put it, Rob, raising their leadership lid?
I think it's surrounding yourself with people that have walked the path before you. And to always be the student. And that might mean, you know, in the beginning, it might just mean reading a book. And then that book might take you to your local real estate investment group. That local real estate investment group might lead you towards finding Bo or Daniel, who is doing things at a high level, and then sitting down with them and being part of their journey somehow. And so really proximity in this journey is super important. Which is why I'm like, just get out there and meet great people and make friends. On my team, I'm like, your number one job is to go out and make friends. Go meet people, go make friends, right? And when you surround yourself with people that are doing the things that you want to do, it naturally rubs off on you. And so, Bo, to kind of go back to your question on leadership, what I've started realizing is that we're, you know, goes back to the heart of why I had joined Keller Williams in the first place, which was we're a coaching and consulting company disguised as a real estate company. And I realized that Casa and Grid is really a coaching consulting company disguised as a real estate investment network, right? And that we want to be more purposeful in that approach and take people on that journey so that they can empower their families, they can empower their communities, and ultimately transform their lives.
Basically, you begin with the end in mind, and the end is impact, right? Money is good for the good it can do. What would you do if you had money? And I just think like being a friend, if you really think about it, is the foundation of some of our most basic philosophical and religious ideas, loving my neighbor as myself, like just being fully present for people. And if you really take that and you internalize that, like what would it mean to be a friend? Julia just said that. Hey, thank you so much. You were a friend. You invited me to dinner. You broke bread with me. And when you start doing that, like you have a meaning, you have a purpose, your life is significant. And when you step into that, like then it starts, well, shoot, the next thing. And it's just the one thing for me is to go to your question, Bo, you asked this way earlier, like what's the one thing you can do? We got on topic of books. If you could read one book as like an action item, as a way to orient yourself, I'd say it's the one thing. What's the one thing I can do right now such that by doing would make everything else easier or unnecessary? And then if you get in the right rooms to kind of orient yourself, that is a North Star that'll guide you along this journey. It'll never fail if you just get in rooms like this where you have leaders that'll pour into you.
I've noticed that you gentlemen are being so kind, and you're specifically saying KW terms and KW concepts. Neither one of you are actually with KW. And I want to make a point of that, because guess what? That's okay. Sometimes these relationships or the rooms that you're talking about being in, people get so confined in, I call it real estate gangbanging, you know, like that's not, they're not waving my flag, you know, like, oh, you're not waving my flag. You know, we start set tripping and all, you know, but I think it's important to say you guys are not with KW, you're with EXP, and that we can also find value in people that are outside of our office, outside of our neighborhood, outside of our demographic, outside of our company. Find these relationships and nurture these relationships, because we have a lot to offer each other in general, as far as value goes in the industry with other industry professionals.
The truth is, we were raised in KW. We love right. KW, yeah. Right? And I remember when I made the switch, I was like, I felt like I changed my colors. I was like, oh man, I got new colors on. This is so weird. What I realized was I actually put my own colors on. That was how I thought about it, right? I actually was able to put my own colors on and kind of transcend that whole idea in the first place.
One thing just to end on that is GRID is a brokerage agnostic platform, right? This is for agent investors to lead communities. We have independents. We have lots of great KW and KWYP agents that are running these. It's a platform if you want to run an agent investor model, if that's your heart. We'd love to talk to you if you're listening. And I do think it is a real platform and a tool to achieve the goal that we talked about, you talked about earlier, of how do we create 300 Black millionaires in the next 3 years. We place them in positions of leadership and we take their community on that journey. That's what I think is a solution.
Well, thank you, Justin and Rob. It's been so great to have you. I mean, I love the story of how it starts with making a friend and trying to reach out and be friends with folks who you can learn from, and reaching out to engage with people that might not be in the same profession, might not be in the same industry, but have a similar passion for trying to do something with real estate. And so I love to see how that little spark sort of ignited a much bigger network that now reaches across the country. And you see the power of those relationships and the movement and the knowledge that's through that. Love the heart to serve and the commitment to growing and to leading. So we're really grateful for having you on the podcast today. Thank you for sharing about all the impact that GRID has had and will continue to have. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Justin.
Thank it's been you, great guys. Having you. So good Thank to you. See y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Good
Thanks
to
for right. joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Follow the Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.